I'm here with Angela Bolin here at near 34th and Meridian, and she's been living here for more than 30 years. And I partner with her for her homeless ministry. She likes to just put special touch instead of just giving canned goods or things. She actually make the sandwiches or cook spaghetti, and it's the full meal deal. So every time I talk to her, it just really inspire me. She actually was instrumental in changing my outlook in life many years ago. So I'm here. We were just talking, and she told me, you know, some stuff, but she's going to do an outreach again this coming Friday, July the 1st, at is that the Michigan and Penn, and she's going to cook some food for the homeless there. So Angela, I think I mentioned this, asked this from you before, but what's really keeping you going? You've been doing this for many years, and you mentioned earlier that you spend your own money to serve the homeless. What's your main motivation, and what is it that probably is not revealed for many people why you're doing it?
Well, it really takes something. I have been called by the Lord, and it's my ministry. And I found out obedience is better than sacrifice. First, I didn't understand, and it seemed really hard. Now I love doing what I'm doing. I love inspiring people. I want them to know, oh, how he loves you and me, and that we must give God all the glory. And then my ministry is quite different. He doesn't want me to ask for money or take up donations. He told me that he wanted my ministry to be operated off of the seed of faith, to let him know that he always has somebody there for me just to do what he tells me to do, and whatever I need will be provided. And I find out that his word is his bond.
Amen. Now, you've been retired. How many years have you been retired?
Well, I really haven't been retired. I got sick here, and they try to say it was stress. And by me being sick, I had taught school for years, and I came here being the property manager. Then I stayed a year and a half. I didn't like it. I went back to the classroom. Then after that, I was hired by Judge Kohmeyer on his personal staff, and I was a bail secretary. And I ended up being a bail commissioner for municipal courts. And at that time, I became sick, and I had to go on disability. And when I got up, I got out in the streets and saw how people was really living. I had no idea that people really were out there begging and crying for attention and help. So that's how I became a minister for the Lord.
So what year was the turnaround? When did you start doing this ministry?
Well, I got sick in 86, and in 1990, I came up with WAC, We All Care, and my brother, he did design programs for the city, so I had him in charge, and it was just for youth and young people. I became ill again, and they let it go down. I came back in 2002 with WAC, We All Care for Everyone. And so ever since 2002, I've been out in the hedges and highways working for the Lord.
And when she said hedges and highways, that's real. She's the one who introduced me to walk the streets during Christmas Day. And we've been doing it for probably, Lord willing, this will be the 7th or 8th year in a row. So just again, another encouragement from one of our sisters in Christ, that really every time I see her, I speak with her, she's just one of the sources of my encouragement. God bless you.